Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I told you!
Boston Celtics!
Yay, Celtics! Russell Westbrook.
And it's not Russell Westbrook.
Dead ass wrong.
The Celtics will be waving.
They want this team to go bye-bye.
And it's been a blast.
Gershon Yabusele.
Gershon Yabusele?
You Wiggy? Really need to do a breaking news sounder for that? We are definitely reaching him.
It's the summer weeks.
You know what? Ordway meant well. We all loved the big O.
Pour it out.
God bless him.
Hold on, you need another beer?
But Fordway... But Fourier screwed him.
The guy is drunk.
Just like Vrabel screwed him.
To your equal pay.
Equal pay for equal gender.
Like the worst.
You know, it's hard for me to believe that today I'm celebrating my 33rd annual 39th birthday.
Right now.
They were all over that show.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, that OJ was always a funny guy.
Had a bad night. Just a bad judgment. Right. You know, that's all.
You have one domestic disagreement.
Exactly. And look what happens. It ruins the rest of your life, at least according to other people. Fitzy's in the house once again, even after his experience with the program yesterday. They brought him back for a second day.
So at what point
and
did
Andy
you
Hart's here as well.
Maybe you shouldn't have been on the air.
Did you ever realize?
An hour and a half before I was supposed to be on the air. I thought about texting at 3 o'clock when I was on like the 17th hole, like, you know, guys,
but wait a minute.
I should take today.
But I heard you were fine in the beginning. It kind of got worse as the show went off.
Well, he brought the beer over with him.
I'll give him credit. And I don't know how, maybe alcohol works in strange ways. He was actually drinking water, and he was getting more, you know, bleep-faced.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that happens. But,
probably pushing it through the system.
Go ahead, I'll 4 seconds fiddle all over here.
But he was scheduled to come on at 4 o'clock after his round, and he came over, and I knew we were in trouble when he started doing the show and he still had his golf club on. In other words, he didn't understand.
It's a style choice.
Yeah, oh, okay, style choice.
You know, some people wear one pant leg up.
Take off your freaking golf club. Exactly. All right, you look like a hard out.
Right.
So did you throw up afterwards? Anything? No. Boot and rally? Little, no, I was good.
Little hangover today?
Felt great.
He had his driver with him. I saw him. The driver pulled right up. Right to the end.
Please, let me vomit some more.
He was right there driving him.
Feel terrific.
Terrific. So, unfortunately, because he had a bad day yesterday, he didn't watch an awful lot of the All-Star game, Major League Baseball All-Star game, but it doesn't seem like a lot of people elsewhere did.
Nope.
As watch. Piss poor ratings. You ready for this? A 6.2 overnight rating. It's awful. It's going down every single year.
It's a Midsummer Classic one.
And,
but every major television show is going down. The Oscars, the Super Bowl's gone down.
That's fair. And in all fairness, this is also All-Star games. All-Star games don't have great appeal anymore. I mean, the Pro Bowl doesn't have great appeal compared to your championship games. And my guess is when we finally get to the World Series and you're down to two teams and you've got a best-of-seven series, they probably will get decent ratings. Well enough to be able to go and market the product.
Yeah.
But you can't tell me the game is not in trouble. It just is in trouble right now. They have not been able to stand up, and you don't expect them to stand up to football, but they're starting to drift down the ladder. You can feel it right now. And to me, it's generational. I think they're just losing the younger audience right now. They have not been able to blend in social media. Their players don't have great personalities. They're not out there in social media. That's their problem.
I'm not going to pretend to compare.
What about the children?
Two sports, but my son's a little into lacrosse, and the PLL was in Foxborough. We went there, and I don't know if you guys are familiar at all with the Premier Lacrosse League.
Yes, the new league.
That Paul Rabel starting.
The People's Lacrosse League?
No, Premier.
Premier. Okay.
Paul Rabel.
They were there
the
a few weeks ago. Yes.
And they have emphasized social media like I've never seen. Now, I don't know if the league's going to work. I don't know if financially, if their whole model, they have sort of a festival model where they play all their games in a city, boom, go to a new place the next week. But their social media guy, I think it's RJ, maybe, kids were chanting his name in the crowd at Gillette.
Wow.
Because they have put so much focus on, I think they announced the rosters on social media with these little, you know, cartoony characters of the players, and they have focus. Their highlights are great. something happens, like the second quarter of the game,
it's out.
First quarter highlights,
yep.
The big hit, the big goal, are on their Twitter page, are on Instagram.
Well, same with baseball. I mean, a huge home run or a great play at the plate, it's on Twitter within 5 minutes. Major League Baseball Advanced Media is on top of their blank.
But my point is, you have to find a way to engage the kids. And that's what the PLL is doing. Because where the kids go, the parents go.
Sure.
The money goes. Right? Did I want to buy my son a stupid Paul Rabil jersey for whatever it was, 80 or 90 bucks? Nope. Did he get one? Yep. Because I'm a pushover of a parent.
Yep. Because you're a contemporary parent.
Right. If you bring the kid, you're bringing money. Right? It's in some ways to look at it as the demo, we need 18 to 35. No, you don't. You need 10 to 15 because where that kid goes, the parent with the money goes.
Right. And where were all of the eyeballs 30, 40 years ago when we'd be at a game? They were on the field, actually, because we wouldn't have anything else to be distracted by. Right. And now, they don't even need to use the lights in left field at Fenway because the stadium will be lit by Android phones and iPhones because everyone's on them the whole entire damn night.
Right.
And also, when I growing up around here, I had five TV channels, 4, 5, 7, 38, and 56.
I remember those days.
We don't count Channel 2.
Right.
Are you kidding me? If I wasn't watching the Movie Loft with Dana Hersey, I was maybe watching Monday Night Baseball, which was must-watch TV.
I was watching Channel 2 because they give umbrellas out every August if you gave them money.
Little tote bag.
Yes,
get your umbrella
exactly.
In the old tote.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't much choice, and baseball was king in the age of no choice. And now when there's 5 billion streaming options, a gazillion different channels, and sports that are actually a little sexier in presentation,
yep.
Sorry, baseball, your time has
come. See, you can't compare it to football. And anybody that tries to do that, you're wasting your time. We watch all of the other games, all of the other teams. We know the teams. We can go through it. You know, we sat here yesterday, and we were bitching about Jacksonville. How can Jacksonville be one of the top 10 of the teams of the decade when Blake Bortles is their quarterback? If I start throwing other teams in Major League Baseball, you're not going to know who the star players are. People don't know.
Nope.
They don't.
Not even people that are in the
Minnesota
business.
Minnesota is on top of the AL Central right now with a 56-33 record, hitting tons of home runs, an all-around great baseball team. Right. I cannot name a single player.
Mauer's having a great year, Joe Mauer.
Yeah. Who retired 2 years ago?
Oh, really? Really? No.
You know who's great?
I didn't know. Ken Herbeck's great.
I really don't know a single player.
They had five different quarterbacks. Some guy named Tress Way actually started one game.
Got to watch out for Hunter Henry.
Well, Stephen A. does have problems with the NFL players. Okay, but most people do know the NFL players. You see enough of the National Football League out there. This is a major problem for Major League Baseball. Now, we're in a city where it's still pretty good. All right,
yep.
The people still care about the Red Sox. St. Louis is another town. But Baltimore, does anybody remember when Baltimore, you couldn't buy a ticket because it was sold out every single night.
It was a Red Sox takeover.
Right.
But
right.
Especially if the Sox would go down, they would take over Camden Yards. Glenn, I've read that there have been games that approached the triple digits in attendance in Miami in that billion-dollar ballpark. We're talking like 900 people in a 40,000-seat indoor megalopolis of baseball in Miami.
Yeah, that's not good. I bet you it cost them quite a bit to open that place.
Yeah.
And then you don't make a lot off of 900 people.
Just that artwork out in center field was worth a complete fortune.
And look, in Tampa, what a disaster that is. They want to go play half their games up in Montreal. They have that terrible stadium with the slanted roof in the outfield to save on air conditioning. It's a poured concrete toilet. Sometimes the conditions are abhorrent enough that why would anyone want to pay money to sit through? I mean, Tampa's a pretty good baseball team this year, but why would I want to go out of my way to be there?
So we opened up the show by saying that there were more people locally last night on social media that were more interested in Taco Fall playing in a summer league game in Vegas than they were with Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. And what does that tell you?
And by the way, the Red Sox had players. It's not like you didn't have any players.
Three Red Sox players.
You had
the manager,
starter,
the coaching staff.
You had a manager.
Yep.
You had a couple backups. So you had your provincial interest also in the game, and you didn't care because there's some tall guy that was...
Nothing beats Taco Fall, am I right?
Should get a taco sponsorship.
Yeah.
Remember me when you do, though. It's a good idea.
I like that question. What do you get on the top shelf? Hey, this is the mic'd up lacrosse league that you were talking about, and they have the mic'd up approach.
Oh, yeah.
This is right after the guy scores the goal. They immediately go to him.
Eric, great job staying with that play. What did you see as you read that on Conrad's skip? Walk us through how that goal came to be.
I mean, that play right there is all Conrad. He takes it. That's a single man clear. We're 5-on-6 at the point when he makes that play. That's a great one more. I was telling the refs that should have been an extra penalty for a hit in the head, but can't win them all, right?
Have to settle for the 5-on-6 goal.
That was so there's a terrible fake laugh by the commentator.
But there's a league that actually is miking people up and talking. That's what baseball needs to do.
Right, and I think the problem is that's a league that's trying to find its footing. They're on the way up, right? So they're willing to do almost anything. The players are... Baseball needs to think that way, but they won't. They still think they're one of the kings of the mountain, right? That they play from a position of power. We're baseball. We've been around 300 years.
Because of their giant revenue deals from the Nessens and the Spectrum Sportsnet in L.A.
But if you're not ahead of the curve, you're in trouble. And right. They are well behind the curve at this point, but they're not acting like it. They still feel like they're working from a position of power. Even the rules changes, the clock. You know, right. The commissioner... If you want to put a clock in, put a clock in. No, we're going to wait. The CBA and the players and this. They need to realize that it might be too late. There's going to be a point in time where it's just over.
Maybe a little round the table. Each of us gets to pick one thing we'd do to fix baseball. First thing I would do, I love what Alex Cora talked about on an interview with you guys a couple weeks ago, adopting this from the WBC. Extra innings, right into the 10th that you get to play. Maybe one inning straight up. Otherwise, start it with a one out. Men on first and second.
I like it.
Let's do it. Let's score. Let's start scoring some runs. These 18-inning dragouts are a nightmare.
They're boring. You don't stay with them. And nobody does anymore. And because everything is on DVR, you could sit there and say, especially late night, if the game's going to the 10th or 11th inning, what are you saying? I'm going to bed. Right. DVR it, and I'll pick it up in the morning, and I'll catch just an inning of it. You know, I'll go to the 17th inning where somebody has a walk-off or something.
You've
like
got
that.
A prominent manager, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, advocating possibly, or at least talking about how he enjoyed these potential rule changes.
Well, I'll give you one the commissioner's talking about, robot umpires.
Time. Although it does remove the ability, I know... Getting into the story, they're not actually robots. It's
correct.
Physical human being umpires that are set up to...
I'm out.
Yeah, no.
I want actual robots. Like when, you go to Stop and Shop and they have the robot that goes around looking for a spill.
It scares the hell out of me.
My kids follow that around. I know.
I don't like
that. And you're not expecting hey, could you pick that up for me? I'm sorry, Fitzy, but I'm afraid I can't. Whoa, Hal, I didn't expect to see you here at Stop and Shop.
I don't trust that thing.
And then you yell at it, maybe it'll lose it. Cross, you know, what was that? Cross Circuit or whatever that movie was?
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit.
Number 5's alive.
Yeah.
No disassemble, Andy.
No.
So you're right. These are
I want a robot umpire on the field.
Yeah. These are human umpires who are wearing a Bluetooth-connected earpiece connected to an iPhone, connected to a software program in the press box. The software doesn't make every call, just the balls and strikes. And if it's wrong, the human umpire can step in and overrule the actual robot. And his decision, not the software, is final. But they're actually talking about doing this in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, they've been testing what the Atlantic League has been detecting it.
The most humane things that make us human, we lose track of sometimes.
This is how this, but isn't this how the Terminator? Isn't this how Judgment Day comes? We welcome the singularity one robot strike at a time.
Beautiful.
Now, do you think
Ray.
It speeds the game up, or do you think this is another something like replay where they have to run over and make a phone call, and it takes forever?
Because when you get pissed at the call and you turn around and you say to the umpire, "That was a strike," are you kidding me? He's going, "Hey, hold on, talk to the robot up there."
Actually, it was a ball.
Right.
But the other issue is what happens when it goes down? Because everything goes down occasionally.
Sure.
Wi-Fi or something. And, you know, when air traffic control goes down and 1,000 flights are grounded. Now we have a one-hour delay because the digital robot in the sky doesn't know whether it's a ball or a strike.
Maybe that tweaks the game a bit. I just don't see how that speeds it up or makes it more fun for the kids. Kids, come.
No, it doesn't.
Come look at the Bluetooth.
Some of the other ones are interesting that they're trying in the Atlantic League. They are no shifts.
Yep.
They've gone to. I think they moved the mound back that they're screwing around with. There was one in there where you could steal first base. You know how it dropped third strike? If you think you can make it to first, you can go for it.
Here's the problem. You can change all of this stuff. They can put the pitch clock, which they should, quicken up the game. They can do all of that stuff. Is it really going to make that much of a difference?
Still baseball, Ray.
The sped up pitch clock. Did you see that tweet a couple weeks ago?
But it's still baseball.
Three pitches.
Yes, but it's still incremental. The bottom line is the opposite of Field of Dreams. You know how you build it, they'll come, Ray. It's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes baseball. No matter what you do, Ray, it's still baseball and they're still bored.
I think people like baseball. I just think
people like you.
It's different.
People like me.
Yes,
they have not enough people younger.
See, I like it as well, but the problem is they're appealing to nobody under the age of 40. and Jared Carrabba's and a couple of others. That's it right now. Unfortunately,
Jared grew up in a baseball rich town like Boston.
Saugus, right? Yeah, he grew up in Saugus. And so, and he's, you know, excited about it, and he tweets about it. He's out on social media. He's doing far more in tweeting out than any of these players are doing right now. That's the problem with the game.
It's not going to die. There'll always be a niche audience.
The like, one they'll constant still be, through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
Yeah, except that's now the problem. You're just baseball. You have no hitting. You have no excitement. You have no energy. You're baseball, Ray. And 300 years ago, it worked. Just like what I said earlier, the ring with the stick. That was popular once.
Right. Listen, because we had nothing better to do.
Now we go to watch it at Mystic and be like, wow, really? They used to do this? This is terrible.
But Fitzy, what you used to do, Dad?
Right. You throw the cup with the ball. Ooh, I can catch it. Oh, great.
It's simple, Fitzy. You like the game. I like the game. Andy likes the game. We can continue to like the game. But it's not going to cure the problem for Major League Baseball in that it's generational. And old people that like the game are dying off. And you're not picking any at the younger end. The younger demo. They're not. The game is not appealing to them. They don't appeal with the personalities within the game. They don't feel that connection. You get that connection in basketball. You get that connection in football.
Yep.
You get some of that connection even in hockey. You don't necessarily get it right now with baseball. So we continue to love baseball. Unfortunately, there's going to be
less
and
less.
Like 20 years ago, All-Star Game was here in Boston. Baseball was king. We're close to it. Okay, maybe the queen. But it was up there, right? Right now, 20 years later, look at it. What's it going to be like 20 years from now?
It's going to be a pretty
niche
sad,
sport.
Pretty sad state of affairs.
You know what's funny?
You really think it's going to be a niche sport?
Well, maybe that's a little strong, but it's moving in the wrong direction. It's moving down the list of popularity.
Yeah, but it's still going to be bigger than hockey 20 years from now. Hockey is still a regional sport.
Probably.
Yeah.
People always say, like, you know, 100 years ago, boxing, baseball, horse racing, those were like the big sports, right?
Real which sport
think,
of men.
Which do you think is more fixable, boxing or baseball? Because I have a very strong opinion.
I think boxing's just boxing, and that's that. And other sports have taken over, like UFC and MMA.
Yeah.
Right, but in the end,
they've had offshoots of it.
If boxing were cleaner internally, with all their belts and the promotions and this guy in the hand, if you just got the best boxers, right, in the world, and somehow got them all to...
The purest fighters.
Right, and they all work together in one business model. Uh-huh. I think boxing could be popular again. Like, boxing shoots itself in the foot. I still think people like to see people punch each other in the head. I still think they like the violence and the excitement of a round.
Maybe baseball should adapt that for the future. So a guy hits a ground ball, you have the option of throwing the ball over to first base, or the pitcher can try to attack him.
Right.
As he's
Albert
running
Bell.
From, right,
Albert Bell
as
ball.
He's running
tackle
out of
baseball.
The batter's box into first
That's
base.
That's it. You just solved baseball. It right there. Tackle baseball.
Solve Pitchers problem. Have to be more athletic because you have to be able to tackle the runner before he gets to first.
Right. We've solved the problem.
Sabathia screwed.
I can't believe we finally did it.
Solved
tackle
it.
Baseball.
Solved it. All right, we'll get to the phone calls here. Here's a House in Dorchester. House?
Yeah, how you doing?
House.
Listen, I enjoy your show a lot, man. I really do. And I want to say this, man. Taco Fall. I'm a Celtics fan. I'm a Patriots fan. I'm a Boston enthusiast. Taco Falls. If we don't think we're going to win the championship, why not play him and let him learn on the job? Because next year he's going to be the best center ever. I heard he's working out with Kareem and Olajuwon.
He's working out with Olajuwon, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like if he gets a hook shot, he's the most unstoppable player ever.
Right.
That's just that. If he gets a hook shot. And I just think that, and I think baseball needs a bad guy. Baseball is always big when it has a bad guy. And we had Manny Ramirez when Machado was acting up. When they had bat breaking. Then, you know, they don't have attitude no more. So they need a bad guy to bring up to bring it up in baseball. And the Patriots, we're going to win again. I think Brady's perfectly fine. Everybody is so worried about a tight end when Gronk is coming back. I know that for sure.
He's got some problems.
Green light, I think. I'm looking to go.
Yeah, House, they're coming for you. You may want to get a head start, buddy.
God.
Wait, I missed the beginning of
but
the call.
But I like what he had to say, though. I like
that
I like
Taco's going to be
baseball.
Unstoppable? Is that what he said?
Still on the line.
Do me a favor. What is this Taco thing all about, anyway, other than... He's 7'7", And as Christian said, he's
Taco
a freak.
Falls.
And we, it's single, by the way. It's singular. It's
Taco Falls. Falls is a beautiful place, by the way. Especially this time of year.
Yeah.
No, okay, let me
I watched this again last night. I'm sorry. He can't play. He's nowhere close to playing in the NBA.
I know,
NBA
but
right
Taco
again.
Fall. Taco what Fall is exactly what is not cool about baseball. He is an anomaly. It's a bit of a freak show. But the kids love it, and basketball, or at least the Celtics, are kind of embracing it right now, knowing, like, we're not going to keep this guy, but we're going to ride this wave for as long as we can because it's got fan interest. In July, we're talking about Taco Fall as opposed to the freaking All-Star game.
Like Tim Tebow.
Yes.
He's a little bit of a sideshow freak thing.
He can't hit anything.
Correct.
Batting 183.
There's jerseys out there that people have bought.
They love him. And
people
that
care.
Mets organization is doing everything they can to keep him in as long as possible because they love to see the sideshow.
So tackling mm-hmm. is one part that baseball needs to embrace. Maybe some more freaks, mm-hmm. some sideshows. P.T. Barnum,
be a large bearded strikes, lady. Be a large strike zone, though, wouldn't it? If you had like a 7-7
guy.
Those
there. Computers would struggle with that strike zone.
Does not compute. It is all strike zone. I don't understand. It'd be a dream to pitch to.
I just did the three strides first.
The Taco Fall thing, people actually think like he can come in. Like this guy wants him. Screw it. They're not going to win anything. So go and play him every single game. If you're the opposing coach, you're going to sit there and say, we're going to win this game.
Correct.
All we have to do is exploit this one guy, this 7-7 guy, because they're stupid. They're going to play him for 25 minutes.
And as negative as you are on the Celtics, they're not in this basement rebuild mode where, you know what, we got this project. He needs court time. Just give him court time.
No, they're a 45-win team. Right
okay.
Now, something like
okay.
That.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
That's
like,
where they are.
But did he actually say if he gets a hook shot, it'll be unstoppable?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. We can
get
move
that
on
nice,
now.
Get that nice little early Lou Alcindor hook shot. Glenn, the over-under total on the Celtics this year is 48.5.
Under.
So Glenn's taking the under.
I'll take the under.
Push.
Taking the under. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
The lights are going to go out one in game.
You know what? I'm going to take it. 48 push.
You're
48.5.
Yeah, exactly. The
lights go out. Half game, that half game.
They have to cancel the second half of one game, and I win.
Right.
You're out.
That could happen. That could happen.
That's the
by the way, 49
to.
Wins last year for the Celtics. 49.
Yeah, that's correct. It'll be under this year. Here's Kyle and Franklin. Hi, Kyle.
Year. Chemistry wins.
Oof. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have an idea about putting up baseball.
Yes.
I was thinking about doing like foul out after two strikes. That's what they use for a lot of softball leagues to speed up the pace of play.
Yes.
And also, I don't know if you guys heard that Major League, I just joined the radio broadcast, but they're investigating stealing first base.
Yes.
The minor. So I thought it'd be kind of cool if you implement those two things, you know, give batters and pitchers, you know, a little bit more caution to the winners, you know, just throwing a million pitches and getting away with everything. I'll let you guys talk about it, but I thought, you know, that was a idea.
Okay. Right. I got a couple for you, too. I just visited the Hall of Fame, went through there, saw some of the history things. Did you know up until, like, I don't know, 18-something, if you caught the ball on one hop, it was an out.
Was an out?
One hop.
When was that?
Out. Like the 1800s, they did away with it.
One hop, they had no gloves, right?
Right.
At the time.
So, speed up the game. That's a lot more
that's
outs.
Back when you actually had to pay to play.
Right. Or, how about...
You may have to do that again soon.
There, the other interesting rule, and I just forgot it, so go ahead.
Oh, good.
Okay. Now, Andy, did you notice...
Coffee's
now,
not
here's
working.
Here's something that's missing from baseball today now, too, Glenn. They're all so damn soft. They're all so pampered. They all make so much money. Oh, they get everything handed to them on a silver spoon.
They should have to work in the offseason.
Back
in
the day...
If there's a war, get your ass over there!
First of all, there's nothing will ever be as cool or heroic or more American than, you know, Ted Williams, who gave up two primes of his career to fight in two wars. There are plaques, Glenn, acknowledging that these guys used to literally go out and pitch a complete game... Like, go sell shoes or go build ships, then come back and pitch the night game of a doubleheader.
Yeah, but it's a different world where you're paying these guys so much money right now that they're so valuable that if you pitch them 500 innings a year, their arms are going to fall off, and then what are you going to do for year two, year three, year four? You've paid them too much money.
Mm-hmm. You got to get rid of guaranteed contracts.
You know what? I don't buy any of that stuff with players.
Bingo.
I actually think athletes today are better than at any period in the past. I think football players are better. I think baseball players are better. Basketball players are better.
I would agree.
Hockey players better. I don't think that's an issue at all. And when you're talking about working, these guys work their ass off. I think they work hard. That's not the problem with baseball.
Wait a minute.
Martinez is an exceptional hitter. Why? Because he spends so much time figuring it out. I'm not taking that away from him.
The talent is better. I'm not sure the competitive drive is better. I think back then, they literally, you know, Ty Cobb, go way back. He tried to kill people when he slid into base. But,
sure.
I mean, even I think 15, 20, 30 years ago, the competitive drive to win, it was seen as win or else.
Right.
Now it's like, eh, we don't win today, we'll win tomorrow, and I'll go have dinner with the guy who's going to get a steak.
And they're all friends. And it's money again. And they're all friends, and they all have the same agents. And that's gone. Changed.
This is what our guy House from Dorchester was talking about a couple minutes ago. We need a bad guy. Who's the bad guy? Who's the compelling supervillain? Who's the super team? We always used to root against the Yankees the same way everyone roots against the Patriots now. Everyone, by the way, spoiler alert, the rest of the world is going to miss the Patriots when Brady and Belichick are gone. Not just us because they're so great, but because you're going to lose the bad guy.
Right. The bad guy's Machado. He was right. He brought him up.
But he's still around.
And he got $300 million. It didn't hurt him. Like
he's still around.
It's fun to watch him strike out at the end of the World
Paul
Series.
Is in Whitman here on OMF. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Paul. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
I got a question for you.
All right.
In 1994, baseball went on strike and there was no World Series.
Right.
In the great years of slugging with Sosa and Maguire, baseball came back
for sales.
Guys were juiced.
The home run, wait a minute, listen to this, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
The commissioner knew they were on steroids back then. If they didn't have that year of the home run ball decade, from that year for the next 5 years, baseball would have been done.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And, the people that are suffering are the gentlemen that should be in the Hall of Fame that use the same drugs that the commissioner knew about that made baseball survive.
Right.
So why doesn't somebody speak up for the Clemenses and the Bonds?
So what do you want baseball players to do steroids again? Is that what you're proposing here?
Yes.
What I'm saying, some type of medication has been used in baseball since the beginning. Whether it was greens, whether it was red.
Right, whatever. Kind of like what Fitzy did on the show yesterday.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Some type of medication.
And it worked. Right. More double IPAs.
Improved his performance.
So I would say this, Paul, that they're doing that right now. So Major League Baseball, instead of juicing up the individual players, they're juicing the baseballs. It's pretty obvious they're juicing the baseballs. And we're going to have more home runs this year than we've ever had before, including that monumental 1999 season, right? And it's not having the same appeal that it had 20 years ago. 20 years ago, the players were steroid up. They were hitting monster home runs like they are this year. And yet, that was, as you pointed out, people were coming back to the ballpark after the strike, and they went, oh, my God, this game's unbelievable. Look at this home run, 500 feet. Well, guys are doing that now because they're juicing up the baseballs, and guess what? People aren't showing up.
You already played that card. You got to find a new card to play. I don't know what it is, but you played that card. You've already done the home run thing, the gimmick to bring them back. What'd you think about the Reds wearing the sleeveless jerseys? Does that work? New baseball?
Yeah,
Suns out, guns out?
Fun for a night.
You know what? I would try anything if I'm baseball. I don't think I'd have a problem with anything.
Shorts.
What do you get to lose?
Suns out, buns out.
Hey, here's an idea. A bunch of people on the text line had this idea too, Glenn, and I saw it on Twitter as well. How about just three foul balls? Endless foul balls, gone. We're done with the free breadsticks. Done with the endless foul balls.
Wasn't that part of your Mookie great moment?
Well,
counterpoint to your point.
Sometimes I'll negate some of my own points to try to validate.
So here's why baseball will never do that. We get back to the traditionalist, in baseball. They would sit there. How many times have you heard this? Oh my God, what a great at bat! Oh, that's pitch 15. Oh my God, what a
battle out there between two warriors.
Exactly, what an unbelievable.
I use them all the time in Little League. Right. Good at bat. Way to fight that off. Let's make it pay off. Now put it in play.
Can't do that. We can't take away the traditionalist of the game. All right, 617-779-7937. Nick Stevens, Andy Hart are here filling in for the MFers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
2014.
Oh, OD. That's a lot, too. On me, that's a lot.
But you sitting here calling me a bitch and everything
else? That's what you is, bro. You f***ing ruined my life and you lied on me in 2014.
How
I'm still
did I
over that.
Lie about...
I didn't touch you in 2014. And I can put that on everything I love, bro.
All right, if you missed this, this is the extended recording now of Tyreek Hill, who's arguing with his fiance. It's been released by a radio station out in Kansas City. And the thing that jumps out at me the most about this, because he's basically now saying he didn't do anything, even though he pleaded guilty, and even though he's still with the fiance, he calls his fiance bro all the time. Now, I know I'm not current sometimes with terminology and stuff like that. Is that a thing now? Will you call your fiance, your wife, you call a bro?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
bro.
Guys call women bro all the time.
Really?
Bro, wait, you want to go to bed?
Bro. That's what you is, bro.
Bro, if you don't even call your girl bro, then do you even bro?
Right.
You know,
you actually call your boys
true
girl.
True story. I kid you not. I was getting on a flight to L.A. a couple months ago, and this dude that was in front of me, like mid-30s, looked like the urban woodsman look. He was like, look, it could be a chef. Like bearded, tatted, super muscular. And the flight attendant's making her way down the aisle, going through everybody with their bags that are definitely not going to fit in the overhead compartments. And she comes down. She goes, oh, my goodness, you guys, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you wait. Thank you so much for being patient here at the front of the airplane. And he just looks at her and goes, nope.
Listening to it, I'm trying to find out, is this any different than the stuff we heard before? And it really isn't. There's a little bit more to it, but that's it. But the one that jumped out at me is Tyreek Hill keeps on calling this woman, and I thought maybe her name was Bromance or right. something, and I'm going, now it's Crystal. Bro, that bleep is going to be tough. And he keeps on calling her bro through this whole tape. And apparently, they're going to an airport. They're flying somewhere. And she was the one that recorded this stuff because she wanted to have an insurance policy, apparently, in case he did any harm to her.
Not cool,
like
bro.
That. No,
yeah,
good,
not cool, bro.
But does this help Tyreek Hill?
Yes,
out
it
at
helped
all?
Him with me.
Really?
Yes.
How?
I mean, he's claiming that the original incident isn't what was portrayed by her. When she was pregnant and punched in the stomach,
mm-hmm.
he's claiming that never happened.
Then why did he plead guilty to it?
I don't know. He's a complex
why is he
man. Very complex man. There's a lot of layers here to Tyreek Hill.
Stay cool, bro.
The one thing that I would admit, Andy, is a little bit suspicious is that he numerous times calls her out and says, no, that didn't happen. Right. That didn't happen. And she doesn't sit there and say, nope. Yes, it did. Yes, no. It did. She doesn't do that.
We know for
but
a fact.
But he's caught saying, he's caught. In a recording saying, you should fear me.
Well, yes. That's. I'm not saying he's a great guy.
It is circumstantial, right? Now,
but what I'm saying...
Oh, you don't think he's a great
easy,
guy?
Easy, Harry, hot take.
In my mind, when he was alleged to have now, or whatever you want to call it, punched his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach, like, that's pretty... That's about as bad as you can get.
And then choke her.
Right.
And then break the arm of the 3-year-old.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which he would allege didn't happen either. All these are alleged. I feel like I'm now his defense attorney. That's alleged, prosecutioner. And because you read the stories, the Chiefs now not only feel that he is going to get off relatively lightly, that they can reignite contract extension talks. And there was all the talk he was going to get, you know, $100 million.
Right.
No. Yeah, cut. But prior to that, it was, you know, Tyreek Hill, he's one of the great weapons in the NFL. There's a $100 million contract going to be on the table. And they apparently are in a hurry to do that.
Well, that because they already lost, they lost Kareem Hunt. They don't want to.
Right.
They're dealing
but
with that.
But you're not signing a guy to a $100 million contract if you truly believe he is this despicable human being who has done these multiple things and you're just waiting for the next one to happen.
Come
right?
on, bro.
I can't envision that they're that dumb. To want to just ink a $100 million right. deal, lose, you know, $50 million in guaranteed money. So clearly when they drafted him, they believed his side of the story that never happened. I know I pled guilty, whatever. Didn't happen. Never happened. And he is sticking with it. And he doesn't know he's being recorded here, right?
Right.
So there's some form of honesty here. Whatever he thinks the truth is, that bro screwed him back in 2014. Right, bruh? Is bruh and bro different? I looked at Fitzy.
Well, spelled different. I noticed that.
Hey, brah. Brah. Bro.
And on my son, you did that, bro.
Brah. Bro's not even listening.
That's UH versus
come on, bro.
The O with the...
You know I didn't do that, bro.
My brah. Now,
do you think the Chiefs want to hurry to sign him to a new deal because they can get, like, a discount?
No.
Because he's embroiled
in
the scandal?
No, I don't think so.
He's a good player. And they already lost
Mahomes,
Kareem Hunt.
Mahomes to Hill is the deadliest downfield combination. Yeah, so, they don't lose much, by the way, with the Damian Williams
Hill is downgrade. Is very difficult to defend, if not impossible to defend. Right. So you look
Unless
at it
the
and say,
Patriots in the AFC Championship.
So like anything else in professional
sports. When you come back to that.
Professional sports.
Fitzy's back.
What? Between the two of them, four catches for 63 yards. That was pretty damn good defense.
It was.
Defense wins.
But they're looking at it saying, if we lose this guy, how do we replace him? How do we replace a guy like that?
You don't.
I would argue he's almost as unique as Gronk and these, you know, just guys that there's not another one coming through the pipeline, and they're the focal point of your offense, right? Like everything he does in terms of the motion and Andy Reid and that whole offense that they run, he's the key to that team. Mahomes is great, but he has a unique weapon that they want.
I just thought it was crazy that listening to this 11 minutes long of this thing,
bro,
that he keeps on calling his fiance bro.
Son, you did that, bro.
Pretty amazing.
Wow.
I'm going to try it.
Now that you're in the league, you got to get a taco endorsement deal. Am I right, bro?
Bro. So wait a minute.
Year,
whoa.
14.8 air yards a target.
Damn.
That's amazing.
So does that mean that interviewer is like romantically entwined with Taco?
With Taco?
Bro.
Taco endorsement deal. Am I right, bro?
By the way,
was that a bra?
Kendrick Perkins apparently is a big Taco fan as well.
So you're angry at him because you've been ranting and raving at the text machine all show.
Listen, I have no problem
you hate Taco.
That the Celtics are bringing Taco in. I have a problem with people actually believing that right now you put him on this team because he can help you out. He can't help you do anything. He can be exploited so easily. This is summer league we're talking about. This is not the NBA.
Iverson over here. We're not talking NBA. Talking summer league. Not NBA, mind you.
We're talking summer league, Glenn. Right.
Summer league.
Right. You didn't get bowl, you get taco.
Not a game. But when the Ubaldo story broke here, Chris Haynes breaks the Ubaldo story, and he talks about how the Celtics are waving him, and apparently they are waving him. Perkins immediately tweets out, Taco did that. It's been a long time coming. Never was a fan from day one. I think he's talking about Ubaldo, probably because, you know, he had that wide body like Perkins.
Garson Ubaldo?
Big Taco gets signed tomorrow, I'm guessing. Danny, make your next move, your best move, and that's Big Taco. We really think that Taco Fall is going to help you win. So,
once he gets that hook shot, you're fine.
Oh, my God.
You're right. He's not NBA ready. When he has that hook
Doritos,
shot,
Doritos, Locos, Tacos.
Remember that? Was it Tacoby Ellsbury?
Did you see Jacoby Ellsbury's tweet earlier today?
I did not. I don't follow him.
I don't follow him. You guys, follow Jacoby Ellsbury?
You kidding me? I'm Wolfpack for life.
Jacoby Ellsbury?
No.
What does it look like up there?
Sorry, Jacoby Brissett. Excuse me.
Oh, I imagine you would follow.
I realize that.
All right. Backup quarterback. Yeah.
Ellsbury's a jerk. Jacoby Brissett had a phenomenal tweet earlier today. The point of it was, what did he say? He asked, if the sun is so hot, how come outer space is cold?
You're going to use that, aren't you, in your next stand-up?
The black box can make it through the crash, why don't you build the whole plane out of the black box?
The whole plane.
You understand the solar system's pretty large. And
yeah.
But outside of
the
this
closer
game,
you get to the sun, the warmer it is, the further away you
if
get.
If this ice cube's so cold, when I put it in the soup, how come the soup is still hot?
I'm sorry. That sounds like the earth is flat.
You missed one yesterday.
That crap,
he had a better one yesterday. If you drink water out of a cup, do you still have to wash the cup?
Yes. My appreciation for the world goes deeper than I think a lot of people realize.
Who knew we had a new Neil deGrasse Tyson out there in Indianapolis?
I got to be honest with you. Now that I know he did it 2 days in a row, I'm going to go follow him. I don't think I follow him right now.
Great follow.
Yeah.
Jay Brissett 12.
These philosophical questions. I guarantee he'll have one that I'll be debating while sitting on the toilet.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
I'll give me something to think about.
I'll take too much information for 400, Alex.
John Sidakar next up here in EEI. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, John. How are you, John?
Super.
Not bad.
We're
in the tunnel right now.
Okay.
We're having an issue with that phone line. Either that or it's Helium Wednesday, one or the other here. We're having an issue.
Oh, am I on the Helium line? That's unfortunate. Anyways, I wanted to get back to the point. Oh, man. I wanted to get back to the point we were making before the commercial break. I think that one of the things that baseball could stand on is sports betting. So I think that because of the way baseball's formatted, prop betting can be
just weed.
Just weed.
Yes.
Yes,
betting.
John. I agree. Sports betting could
sports
help.
Sports betting.
And there's plenty of time in baseball to do the instantaneous, what do they call, micro bets on your phone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But ball, strike, ball, strike, ball, strike.
I've never looked this up, but what do you think the betting is in baseball compared to, let's say, football?
In
that was you yesterday. Wow. So we keep on having the problem with these
baseball
phone lines.
Betting, what, 1/25th of the NFL, we'll say? Got to be, right?
1/5th? I would say 1/10th.
No, I said 1/25th.
A 1/25th.
Yeah, I wouldn't
How many
even say
people
it's
bet
that
on baseball.
Nobody.
Anymore?
No. Nobody. Why would you?
It's like, who has an antenna on their roof? Who pays with a check? Nobody. We just don't do that anymore.
Antennas are making a comeback in the HD era.
Are they really?
Yes.
Digital
you get an HD digital antenna, all these cord cutters, they get the HD channels and boom, and then they get their Netflix.
Hey guys, how you doing? Just calling from the tunnel there. Just wanted to, you know, I think if we get the, gambling
Hi guys,
back in.
How are you?
Hi guys, how are you?
So we've hit this phone.
Is it literally like, oh, I had no idea it was let your son, let your 10-year-old
call?
No,
it isn't. It's a problem with our phone system.
It's usually line three, but that was two.
Wait, is that really? No, that's us. That was a normal person. That's why I didn't make fun of him.
So, you're kidding.
No,
that was a compression
person.
Issue with the phone
awesome.
Line?
So we've got this problem.
Oh, I want to call in.
Right. We have this problem.
Go down the hall and call.
And it usually...
So if it's Patriot
usually,
Monday...
It usually comes up on line
Bill
three.
Bill calls in on that line. Hey, it's Tom Brady.
It usually comes up on line three, and that time it came up on line two, which is unusual. But it's been going on now for 3 months, and how many times have we informed engineering that we've got an issue here?
I can count them both
50
my hands.
Times, 60 yes. times,
well,
right?
Don't! It's awesome!
It's never been fixed.
We were in the middle of interviewing Aaron Portsline from The Athletic covering Columbus Blue Jackets, and this is what happened.
Targeted, and I'm going, whoa, wait a minute.
It wasn't his head that got punched. It was he who punched the head. Magical in that respect. A great bit of dialogue.
That's awesome.
Hold on. I'm gonna.
It's a technical problem on our line. We haven't fixed it.
No. It's
for
not a
three,
problem.
4 months.
It's awesome.
You like it?
I love it.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
I feel like you should have the option that when a call sucks or they're really boring,
turn it on.
You can just go right to helium
mode.
That'd
be good.
It'd be great.
How about can I do it with co-host? Could I do it with Mark James on Friday? Could I do that? Could I, you know, change his voice? Oh. John, let's work on that for Friday. See if we can figure a way of getting Mark James' voice
changed. We'll just sneak some helium into his orange soda.
He wouldn't know the difference. He wouldn't know.
That was big at Fenway the other day, right? That concert, they found
the fish show?
Of laughing gas or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they found, I don't think it was laughing gas.
Nitrous.
Though,
nitrous.
Yeah, nitrous. Balloons of nitrous.
What was that?
They pass them around to each other.
Is that the fish concert?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Those people are little.
They're animals. I have friends who have literally gone, when they did 13 nights in a row at Madison Square Garden, they went to all 13. And obviously, you're just like, what did they do different nights 2 through 13 they didn't do the first night?
And
they just jam, bro.
Just do drugs at home and sit by yourself and save all the ticket money.
Hi, one other thing before we get to last call that I still can't figure out. And you read this earlier today, Fitzy. This Al Horford Instagram today. And I understand people like Al Horford, and you know, even though you know Lou called him average Al, people would call and they'd rip Lou, and they were all pissed. For some reason, he was the most protected guy on this team, and so he leaves and he puts this Instagram. Now he leaves on his own. Mm-hmm. We have already heard from Brad Stevens, who said we wanted him back. We already know from Jackie McMullen that the Celtics offered him a lot of money, maybe not quite as much as Philadelphia, but in the ballpark, all right? And he. With an Instagram today, says, you welcomed me with open arms 3 years ago. We had a goal to raise another banner in the rafters. We fell short of that goal. I appreciate everyone in Boston, ownership, front office, coaches, and teammates. Most important, thank you to all the fans. Thank you, Boston. I mentioned this, and we read it, you read it,
mm-hmm.
2 hours ago. Did we get a single call of somebody saying, that a-hole, what the hell did Horford do? What did he leave? Why is he leaving? Who's he pissed off at? None. So, in other words, you loved him when he was here. He could have one of those games where, as Lou said, he was average, and you'd make excuses for him and tell me that he was doing all the little things. And he does a lot of little things. I'm not trying to take it away. He's a really good player. And some of the stuff you saw on the court, some people didn't see. I get all of that. But he leaves, and he leaves on his own. He goes to your rival. Your competition, the team you have to beat in the East, because he believes he's got a better shot of winning than your team. I get calls every single day of people telling me that the Celtics are still championship contenders, and Al Horford left, and nobody's pissed off? You're the only one, Fitz.
I'm
said
serious.
Why isn't anybody, why didn't we get any calls of people saying, Why did Al Horford leave? I'm pissed that he left. And he went to the 76ers. It's not like he's going to the Pelicans or he's going where he's out of mind, out
of
sight.
Go out west. Go to a different conference. Just don't go down the street to a team that we've had a tough time with that we believe is probably the number one seed in your conference and is going to stand in your way. Of course, you know, no one will stand in the Celtics' way this year because they're going all the way, right, Glenn?
Yeah.
Especially with comeback player.
Al Horford's back.
Especially with comeback player of the year, Gordon Hayward.
They're going to win the Summer League Championship.
Damn straight.
It's 3-0. They got one more to play.
Can I give you an answer to your question? What I think
it
is.
Et tu, Horford.
What do you think it is?
Et tu.
I think the dirty little secret is a lot of them were more in agreement with Lou than they would like to admit. When he was in the green, he was great. But really deep down, they thought he was average. Remember when Tommy Heinsohn, before he came here, what was that, the playoffs before, and he had nothing but negative average Al type things to say about Al Horford.
Yeah.
Before he came here.
Yeah.
I think there's a larger portion of the audience that kind of agrees. He was average out.
So why did they make it up for all that time?
He's not a great player.
Thank you. He's not that great a player, so you know what? When he leaves, I don't really care. He's not that good. See, I could try to get all lathered up, but deep down, I don't really care.
You might be right, Andy. I think the other part of it is I think people want to blame everything on Kyrie Irving.
Right.
I think that is a monumental mistake, and I think it puts an awful lot of pressure on the guys that are still here for next year because it was not all Kyrie Irving. I'm not saying that he wasn't responsible for a portion of it, but there were other guys, the young kids who went on their own, who felt they could do it on their own because of what they did taking the team to Game 7 the year before of the Eastern Conference Finals. I think they want to blame everything on Kyrie. So, no. If Al wanted to leave.
But that's the easy way out.
Al's going for more money. He got $97 million instead of $87 million. He wanted to go for it's not he's turning his back on the Celtics. He turned his back on the Celtics. He's going to a team right now that he knows has a better chance of winning the championship. And the Al Horford defenders, who would call up and beat up Lou on a regular basis, and maybe you're right, Andy, maybe that's part of it. Maybe they were, you know, closet Al Horford.
They're all frauds.
Right? Uh-huh.
They were only saying those things because he wore the green.
He is laughing.
Frauds. All of them frauds.
Frauds. Just like Jerry Callahan rooting against the U.S.
He's laughing. He's laughing in your face. Thanks to all the fans. Thank you, Boston. You know what he really is saying here?
This is so trite.
Most important, so easy. Thank you to all the fans. Thank you, Boston. I'm going to kick your ass alongside Joel Embiid. We are going to kick because your front court sucks.
I don't have the stones to tell you what I really think about the organization and the direction that they're headed, so
exactly.
I'm just going to do one of these fake, fraudulent thank you goodbyes that I can get more positive traction on Twitter and social media.
Oh, thank you, Al.
He cut and run on him.
You're wonderful. We love Anna.
Andy, give me the Patriot comp, because I think Horford, one thing he's victimized by is the fact that he was paid like a max contract, so he was paid like a top-tier star, but never delivered top-tier NBA star marquee marquee value on the court, right? He was a glue guy. Mm-hmm. Who's like a Patriots player that's like, oh, it's good to have him out there. He's not really worth what they paid him, but, you know, a little bit of everything.
Devin McCourty? I mean, he's one of the highest paid safeties in football. And I think
McCourty's great.
Yeah, I figured, because you're a Patriot guy. As soon as he leaves, what plays did he make? Guy never made any plays for us. Name his five biggest plays. You can't. He's making $50 million to be a glue guy.
Jason was just as good.
Hey, that play he made in the Super Bowl. Jason
that
saved play that
Goff
Super Bowl,
didn't
baby.
Make in the Super Bowl.
Hey, Jason, I'm going to throw to him, and I'm going to throw it extra slow so you can get there.
I'm just shocked that we got nothing. It's almost like he leaves, he sticks it to you, he's going to your competition, he's going to destroy your guys up front next year, and you're sitting there going, I feel so good for Al.
Well, Glenn, you know what? I would have to own an Al Horford jersey to burn it.
There you would. This hour has been brought to you by Auto Fair, Subaru, and Ford of Haverhill. Last call next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
Oh, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb.
Would you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Probably a good idea to have Last Call when Nick's on the program. It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule a free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. The U.S. Women's Championship soccer team had their Bill de Blasio parade today in New York. And, of course, guess who was the big star? It was Megan Rapinoe.
Megan, everyone's wondering if Trump will be the next to dye his hair pink.
Oh, my God.
What do you have to say?
Could you imagine?
What do you have to say?
I deserve this.
What do you deserve?
I deserve this.
You deserve all of it. Everything. You deserve this. She belongs.
Kids, hide your wife.
City, and I'm coming for all y'all bitches.
What is going on?
I think she got a little bit of Uncle Fitzy's celebration.
Oh, no,
talks.
She was hammered. She was really hammered.
I feel bad. I should have asked for this earlier. We should have spliced those together. You on the show yesterday. Yeah, I know.
First celebration. Same thing. Higher
it
voice.
It was the
that's
same
all.
Thing.
Yeah, just higher voice.
At Fordway, Aurier, and Maloney.
Hide your children.
But it's easy. They just
what
show
do you have to say?
They don't even ask her a question. They just go, Trump! Trump! Right.
Oh, yeah.
Trump! And she just
I don't love the I deserve this.
Yeah, that might be a little much.
Yeah,
that might be a little much.
What do you have to say?
I deserve this!
Yeah.
I deserve this!
I was by and large good with it up until then. Now yeah. I think
so
we,
they're
can,
flying,
we can walk it back.
They're
a little
flying
bit.
Tonight from New York out to L.A. They will be part of the ESPYs.
Are they going
to
be Gronk's, the secret sixth Gronk?
No, you ready for this? Earlier today, you heard from Gronk that he had a. What was it, a fifth brother, sixth brother, or
sixth
whatever?
Brother.
The sixth
was,
Gronkowski. Coming,
this was it, earlier.
I'm going to the ESPYs tomorrow, and I'm bringing an honorary sixth Gronkowski brother with me. And I bet y'all are wondering who it might be. Some might even say that it's pretty obvious, but you have to wait to find out. It's safe to say, we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. Let's go.
All right, so I do have the answer.
Well, first, I missed it exactly. The first time, by the way.
Yeah.
He struggles with the word honorary there.
Yes, he does. Yeah,
right?
Have you missed Gronk before? Can I introduce you
no,
to?
I missed it.
All right, so Gronk says he's bringing an honorary brother.
Mojo Rawley.
Brady. Who is it?
It's going to be his wrestling buddy. Mojo Rawley.
And you think it is?
Why Brady. Not? Who's in California throwing with him at UCLA? Who's in the area?
Right.
Who's his favorite guy?
Right.
Who did the little videos in the postseason together? They're bringing it on stage for some skit. It's Brady.
Good point, bro.
You're both wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, my honorary brother for the night, it's Captain Obvious.
Oh. Wah, wah.
Captain Obvious.
I'm Captain Obvious.
From the Hotels.com.
We should have
commercial.
Known because he says obvious.
He right. does say obvious.
That's the yeah. obvious, Captain.
So this is... just a paid
it's
thing.
A paid gig tonight.
Suckers. There's one born every day and it's
so
us three.
Can I tell you this? I'm a little disappointed in Gronk because I thought by now
thank you, Glenn.
He would be doing some movies, some TV shows. You know what he's doing? He's America's favorite guest right now. And why don't you just put a tattoo on your chest right. and walk in with Hotels.com.
Right. Like one right. of those girls that runs on the golf course with a casino or something
that's
on their
that's what
ass.
He's become.
That's okay. He's going to make a little money till he comes back in November.
You're actually going to hear this from me. Yes, this is going to be super unpopular with a lot of you out there in radio land. I'm a little disappointed in Gronk's offseason overall.
Oh, my God.
It's just not like the offseason. It's retirement.
Oh, geez, that's right.
Jerry Thornton just turned over in his grave. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
Where is Jerry? Jerry, call in on the line.
Because if he isn't already dead, I just killed Thornton. Jerry, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
345.
It just feels like what? It, I don't know, it just feels like a
shill.
The man
just won you a Super Bowl, and you've turned on him this quickly.
I haven't turned. I'm not Horfording on him
you
right now.
You turned on him immediately. You fraud New Englander.
Are you kidding me? Who's coming up next? Who's coming up? Let's spin the wheel. Let's spin the wheel. Who's coming up next? Spin the wheel. Andy Hart. No. Who's on?
It's our guy Chris Volani.
Chris Volani by himself? By himself? Oh, they've used everybody
No, he's not by himself. Patrick Gilroy is joining
him. Oh, Patrick Gilroy,
yes.
My buddy Patrick Gilroy.
Who was on OMF last week.
Oh, he'll make excuses for Al Horford tonight. He'll sit there. He'll make all the excuses.
You think he likes Taco Fall?
He's going to take Taco Fall. I bet you Gilroy takes over 48 and a half.
He will love Taco
Unlike
Fall.
He of Little Faith over here.
Who's with us tomorrow, Tyler?
Tomorrow it is Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh, good. And who else?
And I believe. I don't have it in front of me right now.
Well, there's somebody in front of me with their hands up.
He is literally in front of me.
You literally do have it in front of you.
I'm sitting right here.
We got Wiggy and we got Sober Fitzy coming up tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Thank you. Terrific job by both of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're out of here. See you later. Good night.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.